From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It's possible that the number one killer of American birds is a much-beloved pet that sounds like this. Experts say domestic cats may kill hundreds of millions of wild birds each year in the United States alone. But nobody's sure, so a conservation group is asking pet owners to help count the dead. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Household cats turn into expert hunters when they get outside. For example, take Mom Cat, who belonged to Deb Deary of South Bend, Indiana. Mom Cat was very good at killing mice and birds.
And sometimes she would arrange the body parts. So you'd have a mouse with a bird head on it at one doorstep and a bird with a mouse head on it on the other doorstep. We thought she was rather odd, but she was our cat and we loved her.
I met Deary in a park in downtown Washington, D.C., where she was more than happy to brag about Mom Cat's hunting skills. Unfortunately, cats like Mom Cat aren't very popular with the people who are trying to save wild birds, like Stanley Temple, a cat predation expert at the University of Wisconsin. He says there are more than 100 million cats that spend part or all of their lives outside living in the United States today. These cats pose a major threat to wild birds like wrens and warblers. Last year, in an effort to protect these birds, Temple pushed an unsuccessful plan to allow Wisconsin hunters to kill some homeless cats. Instead, many cat lovers came after him.
It was one of the most troubling years of my life. I got multiple death threats. You want to listen to one? Try this.
You cat-murdering bastard. What goes around comes around. I declare Stanley Temple season open.
Temple says the woman who left that message on his answering machine is now a convicted felon. More composed opponents of the hunting plan argued that there wasn't enough scientific evidence that cats were doing major harm to birds, and to some extent they have a valid point, says ornithologist Mike Parr of the American Bird Conservancy. So far, there are only local studies of the cat predation problem, according to Parr, and estimates of the number of animals killed by the average cat each year range wildly.
From just a few birds or mammals being killed by each cat up to, in one study, there was one cat that killed over 1,000 small animals.
To fill in some of those data gaps, the American Bird Conservancy is now asking the public to help them keep track of all the animals pets leave in front hallways around the country. The Conservancy has created a website called Project Predator Watch, and Parr says the basic principle is simple. When you see a cat or a dog kill a bird, a squirrel, or anything else, you go to the Predator Watch webpage and share the gory details.
What we'd like to find out is exactly what's going on, not only in our backyards, but across the broader landscape. And ultimately, what can we do about it?
All kinds of minor details could turn out to be important, says Conservancy spokesman Gavin Shire, like whether a cat is wearing a bell, or whether it's been declawed, or whether it's got brightly colored fur.
It's quite possible that we'll find out that brightly colored cats are less successful in catching birds than more cryptically colored cats. You never know what you're going to find until you analyze the results.
It's possible that this survey will turn up some good news for cat owners in particular. For instance, it might show that cats eat lots of rats, which in turn eat lots of bird eggs. Whether pet owners will take the time to fill out all these questionnaires remains an open question, but at least one cat owner says she thinks it's worth the effort. That's Deb Deary from South Bend, Indiana, who says Mom Cat wasn't the only bird killer in her neighborhood.
We had what we called the crazy cat lady, and while she was alive, there were very few wild birds in the neighborhood. We had no cardinals. We had no big birds. The cats just got them. And once she was gone and the cats were gone, all the birds came back.
Deary adds that her cats won't be killing any more birds because she doesn't have any more cats. Mom Cat died a while ago, and now her children are allergic. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.